Hello, this is a little note about the Rugby World Cup. So far it's been a fantastic, beautiful, spectacular, amazing, emotional ride. Some mesmerising matches have been played, especially the Japan-South Africa game. I've never seen such bravery, such heart, such determination as a little Japanese chap showed. They were fantastic, and it's probably one of the best games I've seen. Just goes to show that these so-called smaller nations are now really beginning to make their mark on the world stage, which is great to see. We don't want, you know, England, Wales, Ireland, France, and the Southern Hemisphere to dominate. It's good to have the smaller chaps doing their thing. So today we have two matches. We have Wales versus Fiji and France versus Canada. Wales, well, they have beat England. we certainly gave away too many penalties, and we had a very kind of strange old-fashioned game of get out of the scrum and kick it downfield back in the early 90s. That kind of worked, but not so much now. But Wales, fair play to them. They did well. They were determined, and they had a very good defence, and they held up. And our penalties were too much, and we gave away too many, and we failed. At the end there, we should have definitely kicked a penalty rather than going for a pushover. So that was our mistake, and I'm sure we'll rue that. But we still have a bonus point, and we still have Australia to play, which will be a game of terror. So how will Wales get on against Fiji? Well, Fijians, they're big chaps, they're strong chaps, they're brave chaps. And I'm sure they'll play with plenty of heart. But as we see with a lot of the quotes lesser nations, their problem is their fitness and their lack of strength in depth. For example, if we have some injuries, we can make good substitutions and bring on some brilliant players, but the lesser nations don't have that strength in depth in their squad, so they can't bring out some great players on from the bench. They can only bring out some average players. So as we've seen in plenty of matches, the first half they give it all with determination and grit and passion, and then they kind of go, oh shit, I'm knackered now in the second half. So Fiji and Wales, I hope Fiji win, obviously, but I think Wales will win because Wales are probably a better team technically, and it's in the technical aspects then that we find Wales will pick Fiji to the post. But it'll be a good match. As for Wales and Canada, Canada are one of the few nations that really haven't improved, bless their cottons. US have, but Canada, US played very well against Scotland, but the Canada haven't improved. They still think they're playing ice hockey, they still throw too many punches, and they still don't have many skills. But they give it plenty of heart. They're big, beefy chaps, and I'm sure they'll try their best. But I think they'll drown under an ocean of garlicky breath, white wine and foie gras. And I think France will definitely beat them, because France are doing okay. They're going about their business. They're winning matches. They're not setting the world alight, but they don't have to. They're still in the pool matches. So I think, sadly, the chaps with the maple leaf emblazoned upon their chest will be beaten by the cocks. Yeah, roosters, sorry. So France, Canada, kind of a foregone conclusion. Be a good match, although we'll find in the second half France will get all French and do their thing and win. Wales, Fiji, be a very good match. Again, Wales will win, but it'll be a really good match and well worth seeing. So if you're not a rugby fan, then I can't help you, but do try to watch at least one match, because it's worth your while. So to all my Canadian friends, of which I probably don't have many, I don't think. Although I went out with a Canadian girl once. She was lovely. She lived in Vancouver. But no, I think I don't have many Canadian friends on here. But sadly, I think that Canada will, you know, do well, but then not do well. So there we go. That's my little World Cup roundup for today, It's October the 1st already. Oh my God, my life is draining away slowly down the drain. Heading towards 40. Sad news. Bad times. Therapists, help me. There we go. Cheers.